For CGLO News, I'm Zach Jutra. International Overdose Awareness Day is August 31st, but in Montreal, a gathering to raise awareness was held on August 28th at Place Émilie-Gamelin, and it was organized by the Quebec Association for Drug User Health Promotion, or AQPSUD. The event saw organizations gather to discuss the work they do with the drug-using population, many of whom were also offering free tools, resources, and kits to help those who plan to use drugs. Timon Theon Gerber, the Communication and Events Coordinator at AQPSUD, says one thing he loves about opioids is that their fatal overdoses are preventable.
There's a few ways you can prevent death by overdose. I mean, opioid overdose is my favorite overdose because it's completely preventable. Like, nobody has to die from an opioid overdose. If you have naloxone and you're not alone, you don't have to die from an opioid overdose. Like, naloxone can reverse any opioid overdose. And so as long as there's somebody around you who has naloxone, it's okay. Like, you still have to call 911, obviously, but it's preventable, the death.
Theon Gerber adds that the issue now is the mixing of drugs, noting xylazine and benzos are being mixed in with opioids. Xylazine is a tranquilizer drug, and benzos are central nervous system depressant drugs. Xanax, Valium, and Ativan are considered benzos. When these drugs are mixed in with opioids, the life-saving naloxone no longer works. Finding ways to prevent overdoses that are laced with other drugs is a near impossible task, according to Theon Gerber.
Number one, we don't have good tools. Number two, it's constantly changing. Like, as soon as they would come out with a new antidote, the drugs would have changed on the street. And so it's just like a game of whack-a-mole. So you really have to treat it at the source of the issue, which is number one, obviously, the reasons why people use drugs, but then also legalization to just get rid of the fucking awful drug supply that we have right now.
Theon Gerber mentions legalization, an issue that divides Canadians. In a 2023 survey conducted by Canada's Privy Council Office, 51% of people thought decriminalization of drugs would increase harms associated with substance use, such as overdoses. Isabelle Fortier would be a part of the other 49% who do not agree with that statement. Fortier works with the organization Moms Stop the Harm, MSTH, as the regional representative for Quebec. MSTH is a network of Canadian families impacted by substance use-related harms and deaths. They advocate for the change of drug policies, provide peer support, and assist those with loved ones who use or have used substances. Fortier lost her daughter, Sarah Jane, to an overdose in 2019. Her daughter was 24 years old and a law student at the University of Ottawa. Fortier explains how the legalization of drugs would make them safer and less contaminated for its users.
Think of alcohol, who's, you know, legally accessible, cannabis, which is legally accessible. When I have those discussions with parents who are like, kind of like, why would we legalize other drugs? I always bring them back to the prohibition of alcohol in the 20s and 30s, saying, you know, before, when it was prohibited, people were dying because, you know, alcohol was not regulated. So people were drinking poison alcohol. So it's the same thing.
Fakti believes the legalization would also help fix the negative stigmatization around drug use. She also believes the negative stigma played a role in her daughter's death.
We know it's like a toxic drug that killed her, but it's stigma because she felt isolated. She felt that she couldn't talk about her use. She felt ashamed. And then she didn't want people to know. Even her boyfriend didn't know that she was using opioids. Her best friend didn't know that she started using opioids, and she was actually in a stage where she was physically addicted and then also psychologically addicted. She needed to take more just to just not go into withdrawal. I think that, like, stigma, again, if it was more accepted, she would probably be, well, first of all, maybe if she had access to a safer, regulated substance, she would not have died because she would have taken what she needed to just, like, not go into withdrawal and then not overdosing.
While legalization is a long-term goal, many at the gathering want to fight back against Quebec's Bill 103. The bill was tabled in May, and it aims to regulate supervised consumption sites. Some say the bill will prevent new sites from being opened and limit existing services. Many at the event are in opposition of the bill and believe it will do harm to a community that feels it already doesn't get enough support. For more, go to cglo.com/news or follow CGLO News on Spotify.